Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DiTullio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Longshoreman hanging on, Bob. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
What's up, Bobby and Mike? Man, thank y'all for taking my call. How you doing, fellas?
All right, Longshoreman, you had to be pleased with that game yesterday, huh?
Yeah, Bobby, look, any little glimmer of hope, and, you know, I mean, a win is a damn good glimmer of hope, because we needed that. Just like Mike said this morning, man, we were thirsty and we needed a damn drink.
And, right.
and you got it. And what I like to see is the grit on that type of field. You know, everything's wet, the ball's wet, the grass is wet, you cleats are, you know, but they kept pounding the ball, which I liked. I thought the running game looked okay.
Solid yesterday. Well,
you look at the running game. Glad you said it. We averaged 4.3 yards a carry. Ran the ball 32 times, and the quarterback runs do count. I was very encouraged by that. Yet to be encouraged too about the how about Devin Neal, the young running back, his first career touchdown. He was running hard. He knows his assignment. I mean, look, he finished with 70 yards, a touchdown on 19 carries. He had that big 14-yard catch to convert on that third down on that final Saints touchdown drive. No, that's what you need. Young players like that. Okay, had opportunity, step up. Alvin Kamara, no, he's dealing with it. Alvin Kamara's not our future. Players like Devin Neal and all that, you need a lot of young cats stepping up and helping the team.
The other thing, too, them being having Devon Vellie more involved in their
without
offense the last 2 weeks. And you see that there's a little bit of a bond starting to take place now between Vele and Shuck.
Well, he was tied, and it should be like this. If he don't have the most targets every game, he should have as much as Chris Olave. They both had five targets and three catches. Yeah, I mean
what the hell's going on with Olave, though? I mean, what is that one busted play? I mean, it looked like Shuck knew where he was going with that ball. And it,
I don't know,
the go route or whatever. But then he turns and stops his route. Like, what in the heck was he thinking, Bobby?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be like a back shoulder when you take it off like a go route and how Olave stopped. No, miscommunication. But, again, I tend to take up for the quarterback. So, I mean, you go one-on-one and you throw that ball down.
I kind of understand that, huh, Mike?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Well, I just say most of the time, that's the quarterback's calling the play. You think Shuck forgot what to do? Come on. He's the quarterback.
Yeah. The only other one I saw that kind of disturbed me a little bit, I thought that Shuck should have checked that ball down to Taysom Hill, where he might not have got but a yard or two.
He wouldn't have got sacked.
Check that down. You wouldn't have took a sack. Don't take a sack. He's right there, open. Throw, give him the ball, put it in the playmaker's hand, and let him see if he can make a play. I thought that was kind of a boo-boo.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Longshoreman. Yeah, if you're going to nitpick and you break it down, like he got sacked three times. You're going to get sacked. To me, a quarterback should never get sacked unless, like, the guard, in the gay gap between the guard and the center.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have no time. It's
like they whiff.
No, you got to know where your options are, where you can dump the ball. And Deuce had mentioned that on the telecast, that on the broadcast, that right then, you know, you're trying to push the ball down the field. But last thing, you have to know where your outlets are. You got to have that clock in your head. And he's going to get better at that because he has pretty good pocket presence. But I thought he could have avoided those three sacks. I was kind of shocked that Baker Mayfield, we didn't sack him. Now, he's very mobile. But I thought
but they got pressure
yeah,
on him.
I thought
they
we
did get him. Pressure on him yesterday.
Yeah.
And you could tell by the way he was throwing it. Baker normally wants to set his feet and throw it. Yesterday, it was almost a hippity hop. When he was throwing it, he was either up on his tippy toes or it was almost like a hippity hop before he makes the throw.
Yeah,
the Saints got interior pressure on Baker Mayfield yesterday.
Well, if you look at Baker Mayfield, had a passer rating of 55. That was the second worst single game mark he took since he's been the Buccaneers starting quarterback. So he ain't done nothing against the Saints. Yeah, I'm just talking about this year. Even when they won, look, in the first game he passed 152 yards. Yesterday he had 122. Total of the first game they had 212. Yesterday they had 301. They ran the ball a little better than I would have liked. You know, they had 179 yards rushing. We gave up 4.6. But I still think, you know, should get a lot of recognition. That's definitely the right hire by Kellen Moore is Brandon Staley. We got the right defensive coordinator. Now, if they drive and get the right players he want, I'm not. Like we say, like Vic Fangio, not necessarily a head coach. I think Brandon Staley is outstanding as a defensive coordinator.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'd love to get another edge rusher. Because I think, you know, in that style defense, to put pressure, and you know what Chase Young is going to give you on one side, but to have a guy on the other side, I think.
Because Cam's up in age.
Yeah, Cam's getting up in age. I thought Grandison had a good game yesterday.
Carl played awesome. Carl Grandison, five tackles. He had those two tackles for loss, which you don't normally see, Longshoreman and Mike, is
what was Tampa's thinking on that
fourth down?
Play?
No, Mike.
Almost like Grandison was in the huddle.
What was Todd Bowles doing?
Looked like he was in the huddle.
I mean, that shows you that they didn't respect the Saints. When you go for seven fourth downs and at midfield, you look at the field position, that's how we won the game. The Buccaneers were only three of 13 on third down, two of seven on fourth down. So when you break that all down, they were 5 of 20 on third and fourth down, 25%. That is winning football. And you know what was
That's
critical?
Kick ass by your defense.
Exactly. And you know what was critical? We did not lose the turnover margin. Because the Tampa Bay
– they were plus nine going
into
the
season. Second, they were second in the NFL. We were minus five. And remember, we were minus one, but then we got the interception, Alante Taylor, so we ended up zero. Now, we're still minus one, minus five for the season. But that was critical, I think, because that's why the first game we lost to Tampa Bay. I'm going to say off the top of my head, where we were minus three, minus two?
Minus three. You had four, but then you picked one back.
Yeah, I mean, that little bitty thing was critical. But I think what Brandon Staley's doing with the defense, outstanding. And, you know, Carl Grandison, you know.
And with a really young secondary. Think about Quincy Riley And then you got Jonas Sanker.
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid McKinstry in his second year. Alante, what, he's kind of the old man in the group. What, he's in year three?
Well, I was ready to give Alante Taylor the business.
I thought about you, Bob.
But no, then he came up with the interception. Because we need, if you're the alpha in that secondary, you got to be a dog. Look, if you watched that game last night between the Texans and the Chiefs, how many dogs the Texans got in the secondary? You want to talk about their defense being number
man,
one?
Jalen Petrie, man, he put it to the receiver trying to make a catch.
And then how about LSU at corner?
Man, Stingley. Always, when he was healthy, he played at another level than most corners you could see.
I'm telling you, the Texans, you know, we all brag about Sean Payton and the Broncos defense. The Texans are right there with them.
And, you know, the crazy thing about the Texans, their offensive line is really bad. So C.J. Stroud is getting beat up. But Coach Rod sent me this yesterday. He said, you know, the Packers got 18 SEC players on their team. I said, you know who else got 18? The Houston Texans. Man, they got some SEC dudes on that team. Think about the new Hunters on that team,
yeah,
along with Stingley. Man, they got a ton of guys from the Southeast Conference.
And they got those edge rushes. How they coming?
Man, I just wish they could protect CJ better.
Well, and D'Amico Ryan, they got a defensive head coach running that 49er system. And D'Amico Ryan was an outstanding player. So, no, the Texans, I don't know what the odds are. That might be a good bet to place right now.
Man, you think about,
I think it's wide open in the AFC.
A lot of people haven't talked about them. Jacksonville.
Yes.
And because, man, with Daniel Jones going down, that Ronnie kid from Notre Dame, he's not going to cut it.
No. I don't think so.
And then you've got with Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson, he's on IR, so he's hurt.
So you can forget about it.
No, it'll be interesting to see. And he's supposed to be a stud, the Prince at Jacksonville. Can the Prince.
Can he get you over the hump in year one a head coach with Liam Cohen?
Yeah, can the beautiful quarterback get it done for Jacksonville?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.